أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قال إني أعلم ما لا تعلمون. Still on the subject of the Malaika, wanting to know the wisdom why man has been made the visitor and the deputy of Allah Ta'ala on this earth. With regard to that, it is very important for us that we have this knowledge and understand, because Allah has made each one of us His deputy, and since we don't know of it and we don't know what it is, so we are not fulfilling this duty. And therefore we find the chaos which exists in the world, all the murdering, the killing, etc. Otherwise, if we understood our responsibility as man, then this will not be the case, but it will be a very peaceful life, like in the time of the Khulafa'i Rashideen, when they had established Islam in this way. So the Malaika had objected to Allah, not objected rather, but they wanted to know the wisdom of that, why man has been made Allah's vicegerent, when Allah had informed them that He will cause havoc on earth, He will cause fighting, killing, murdering, etc. And all this is, it was not the order of Allah, but it is man that has been given, one, his brains, the quwwat-e aqliya, and then his quwwat-e shahwiya, his love and lust, which Allah has put in this man. And when it is not channeled, that is the only little click that we are missing. When it is not made effort on and channeled towards Allah Ta'ala, and it is channeled towards ourselves, we just want to satisfy our own lust, etc., love that we have for material things, like how many of us perhaps do not even perhaps comprehend that the love of Allah is the first farad. We all will understand namaz is farad, though we perhaps are not making namaz. We will understand roza is farz, but the love of Allah, which is the first farz, and that is the thing which malaika do not have. They only make the ibadat of Allah as a duty, and they keep on making, and we cannot compare with the malaika as far as that is concerned. They fulfill that duty completely, perfectly. But love of Allah Ta'ala, that was in the share of man. But unfortunately, we have left this love loose, and it has gone for the love of dunya, for the love of the things of this world, love of woman of this world, in this direction. It's just a matter of directing it towards Allah, and then man becomes the true Khalifa of Allah Ta'ala on this earth. Anyway, so the Malaika had wanted to know this meaning, that this wisdom, that why is man, when he has got this desire, how has he become the Khalifa of Allah Ta'ala? And in contrast to that, they said, نَحْنُ نُسَبِّحُ بِحَمْدِكَ. It is we who are continuously reading your tasbih of your praises. Malaika are continuously in the worship of Allah Ta'ala. So they contrasted that love of man which he has, and when he does not direct it in the right way, it causes all this havoc on this earth, while we are busy all the time singing your praises. And the other was the quwwat-e ghazabiyya, that is the anger and revenge which man has got within him also. That also the malaika could not understand. And this anger and revenge also, we don't direct it for the love of Allah, that is for the deen of Allah. We direct it also to our material things. Somebody hurts us in this dunya, our possessions, our family, we become angry, we want to take revenge. But the deen of Allah Ta'ala is discarded totally. People are trampling on the deen, but it does not raise a little bit of an eyebrow in us. Whereas this anger and this revenge was supposed to be really for Allah's sake. So much so that the desire of jihad, which is not in this, in the malaika, and to become shaheed, the malaika are completely deprived of that. To go to the extent of giving one's life for Allah, which is the greatest honor, or the greatest death a person can have, is of a shaheed, but unfortunately that is also gone out of us. Today we will kill, but for dunya's sake. We will fight and kill and get killed, which is happening in the whole world everywhere, but it is for dunya's sake. For the sake of Allah, that is not there. So in contrast to that, the malaika said, وَنُقَدِّسُ لَكَ, and it is we who are always remembering you and expressing your purity all the time. And that was also supposed to be in man. So if we can understand our duty that Allah Ta'ala has put us here for the love of Allah, we have to direct this love which is within us to Allah Ta'ala, and that we have to direct our anger and our revenge, that which is within us, but we also do it for the sake of Allah, for the deen of Allah. If anyone wants to say something and he wants to speak out and maintain the truth, we feel that he's an extremist. Forget non-Muslims, we as Muslims term that person as a fundamentalist, as an extremist. But when he does the same thing for dunya's sake, so he takes somebody to court because they stole his car, damaged his car, bumped his car, for that we understand, no, he's within his limits and it's his right. But for the sake of Allah, that we don't understand. Then we say he's an extremist. So therefore, we are each one of us, and those who are the mashayikh and the ulama, their duty is even more that we have to be fulfilling. We are the khalifas of Allah on the earth, and we have to be fulfilling that duty of Allah Ta'ala. In the battle of Badr, many malaika Allah has sent down, 3,000, 5,000 malaika, but they did not become shaheed. And those malaika are much superior than the other malaika who did not take part in the battle of Badr. So to make jihad for the sake of Allah is a very great thing. So when the malaika who took part are superior than the other malaika, and it is a well-known fact in deen that the Badriyin, the Sahaba who took part in the battle of Badr, and all the Sahaba who made jihad, and those who became shaheed, what a great and honorable position they have by Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. So that was why we are here. We are the Khalifatullah fil Ard, and we had to see primarily that the deen of Allah Ta'ala is established. Also by this, it is not only by the brains that a person has that he can run the affairs of this world, but together with that, Allah in His wisdom knew He had to have this love and lust also, and He had to have this anger and revenge also in Him. This combination, only by that can the affairs of this dunya also run. All the laws of the world to be enacted as Allah, that is not really a government, but a khalifa, the khilafat of Islam, to bring that about. In order to do commerce, business and trade, in order to do farming and agriculture, in order to do mining and manufacturing, factories, etc., all these qualities are required. And men are doing all these things, but only little to what they are missing, which is like a small click, but we are missing it. It must be for Allah. Our love must be directed to Allah. Our love comes into our positions in government, for example, into our position of wealth in our businesses, our top positions that we have. All this should have been for Allah Ta'ala. And everything should have been happening for Allah's sake. Then we would have that peace in the world which Islam had shown the world. And not only in the time of the Khulafai Rashideen, but even in our times in Afghanistan, when the Taliban had established as government, media is in their hands, and they did not make the people of the world know of it. But this peace, they reigned in the world. And presently, at this moment, the vast majority of Afghanistan enjoys this great peace because they have established this duty which Allah has given them, and they are enjoying great peace, and Islam reigns highly there. So Allah make us also understand that why we are here in this world, what responsibility Allah has given us, not just a matter of making namaz, namaz, roza and hajj, etc. But to have that great love of Allah and to do everything and to see to all the affairs of the world, the Muslims are primarily responsible, and that also all in for the love of Allah and to please Allah Ta'ala. May Allah make us all understand the true teachings of the Quran Sharif and imbibe it and bring it within our lives, and then our purpose of life will be fulfilled. Otherwise we will be falling far short for what Allah has sent us in this world and what responsibility Allah has given us.